Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This ministry is a ministry embracing widows, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer than 3 years, but we are here to walk you through the journey. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you all had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. The weather was here in Georgia, the weather was excellent. It was really not too hot. It was a breeze. And the evenings, in the morning it started off being a little cool, and in the evening it was just a beautiful, nice evening because I played in the yard. I babysat all weekend. So I didn't have a good weekend as far as entertaining myself or others, but I entertained my little grandkids, my 10-month-old granddaughter, Journey, and my almost 4-year-old grandson, Josiah. I put Journey in the stroller. And Josiah, we went for a walk down the street, came back. We went up and down the driveway, just giving them some air and got them out of the house. It was a challenge for both of them, but I love them to death, so it went well. But I just can't wait for the cruise so I can enjoy myself then. God is great, and he's going to give us divine order on this cruise, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves. And I think we all going to need a vacation. And I know I'm going to need to just relax. I don't want to get up every morning early. I just a couple of mornings maybe, but most of the morning I just wanted to sleep in for a little while. Just don't want to be on no special time. Just enjoying the cruise and going to the different islands that we're going to. So we're all excited. I've been talking to everyone, and everybody seemed to be excited and just counting the days down. So God is good, and I just believe that we're going to have great weather as well. Well, tonight we are going to talk about several things. And I'm going to start with prayer. Miracles through prayer. And there are several topics that we're going to talk about, all 4 different topics, but it's going to be related to each other. But we begin with prayer and knowing that prayer does change things, miracles through prayer. And the first scripture that I'm going to go over is Psalms 28, 6th chapter through 7. Praise be the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Yes, we must always give God praise before asking him for anything. give him what is due. Despite life, God still performs miracles. Every time someone is healed in answer to prayer, God has performed a miracle. Every time we experience peace in our heart after a time of tension and suffering, when a young couple falls in love, when our grief becomes bearable or unbearable, is transformed to gladness, then a miracle has occurred. Many people pray to God when they experience a crisis, but when the crisis passes and the worst fears do not come to pass, they forget that God helps them in their distress. We need to always praise God when things are going well, also when they're not. Many Christians can testify that miracles still occurs in answer to prayer. Lives have been transformed. The sick have been healed. Bad habits have been conquered. Broken relationships have been restored. All these things are miracles, and it can still happen. Hands over your problem to God in prayer today and wait for him in faith. There is something you need to do. Do it without delay. Do not let despair overwhelm you. In the right time and the right way, God will answer your prayer, and you will be surprised by the results. Sometimes we can't feel it right now when we're in a dark place, but he will show us light, and also joy does come in the morning. The next topic, which is going to be relating to each topic, once we pray, then we should have faith, and faith requires trust. The scripture, Luke 5:5, says, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Faith requires trust. Many people think that true faith is unattainable dream. They will sometimes reluctantly admit that other people's faith is rewarded, but they doubt whatever faith will work in their own lives. The Bible provides us with ample proof of reality and reward of faith in the lives of ordinary people. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to happen. Well, it doesn't always just happen just like that. He doesn't just want you to sit back and relax. He wants you to believe and have faith, but he wants you to continue on with your life. The disciple once labored hard throughout the night without catching any fish. They experienced fishermen and knew that they were no fish to catch. Yet, at Jesus' word, they let down the net once more. They had faith to do what God said, told them to do. According to the scripture, they caught so many fish that the net began to break, and so their faith was rewarded. When you lay a matter before God, you should trust him so much that you will be willing to accept his will and be obedient to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Forget about what others think or say. Trust God unconditionally, and he will reward your faith. Sometimes friends and family members, or church members too, sometimes can steer you in the wrong way. But sometimes they do try to give you right suggestion and what to do. But it's not always the right thing. We must rely on God, asking God for answers. and he will give you the people, the right people and resources to get that information that you need from him to be able to continue to have faith and go forward, just like the disciples. They went ahead and did what God had Jesus had told them to do. And look what happened. They caught so many fish that the net began to break. The next thing is you prayed. Now you have more trust, have more faith to trust God. Now God is letting you know that he cares. God is a father who cares. In Deuteronomy, first chapter 31 says, "There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son, all the way you went until you reached this place." Just like the footprints that this person was walking on the beach. And when he looked back, he saw two sets of footprints. And all that time when he was going through what he was going through, God was carrying him. God gave him that revelation that say, yes, all this time that you were going through that, I was carrying you. So that's why you see there are two sets of footprints. Life is seldom a smooth, free, trouble-free road. Times of peace and calm alternate with frustration, disappointment, and setback. These negative experiences cast a shadow of anxiety, fear, and worry over our lives. If you yield to the temptation of being controlled by these feelings, your life will become empty and aimless. You will find yourself becoming pessimistic, which expects the worst, robbing your life of its joy, purpose, and meaning. A diligent study of the Bible and of the history, as well as a careful observation of things that happen in your life, will prove that nobody escapes the disappointment of life. Yes, we must all experience, and it says, you will have trials and tribulation. You weren't promised that you will never have anything happen to you. Yeah, we were stuck. I would not say the word stuck. We were our best friend, our lover, our provider, and our special someone, our spouse. Yes, was taken away from us. But God is now taking that spouse, that personal loved one place. And he's going to show you ways that he's going to be there for you. I know sometimes we said, well, why do you have to take him away now? Why? I mean, and lots of whys. Whys like, for instance, couldn't this happen later in life? Or why now? Or I don't like being alone. And why did God do this to me? And all of these whys. But God will show himself to you. You just wait and see. If he hasn't done it yet, he will. And he will give you resources. He will send people in your life and comfort you in ways to get through this period in your life. Getting back to the topic, your research will prove that, talking about studying the Bible and history, that your research will prove that these people who had faith in the promises of God always had the assurance that God was with them during these hard times or these dark times to support and help them through this difficult time through their supporting, and showing his supporting love. When a crisis occurs in your life, the wise thing to do is to turn to God, not away from him. After all, he invited us to do it. cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's coming from 1 Peter 5:7. Now, you prayed, you have faith, and faith does require trust, and now you know that God cares. So what God is going to do now, he's going to give you the strength to move forward. The scripture in this next message is Psalms 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There are various factors that could cause you to be, cause you to be feel despondent, weak, and helpless. Yes, we do become helpless when we start feeling, letting grief take over us. But if you follow them, allow them to overwhelm you, the effect on your mental, spiritual, and physical well-being can be very destructive. And we don't want that to happen to us, don't we? It is a fact that Christians must endure problems and setbacks. Many people think that once you become a Christian, nothing happens to you. Christ warned us of this, and most of his followers were severely persecuted when their faith was put to the test. The best assurance that you have and to receive from Christ is that he will never abandon you or forsake you. He will provide you with the ability to successfully cope with your circumstances through faith and his strength. This may sound like an unattainable and idealistic dream, but it can be glorious reality in your life. You have the assurance that the heavenly guide will always be with you. He said he will never leave you or forsake you. All that is expected of you is to accept his word and faith and remain in fellowship with him. Yes, you have to go to him and fellowship him and also praise him in these dark times that you may be going through. He will definitely show you the light. To remain in fellowship with him, all you have to do is lay your fears, your worries, and hope before him. Cast all your burdens to the Lord. Not some, not a few, not one, not two, but he said cast all of your burdens. And we must have faith to do that. Yes, I'm not saying we are human, so we're going to be going through different changes in emotion. But one thing I do, I might get into a situation of a dark place, and all of a sudden I know what I need. I know my source of comfort, and also I know my anchor. What I do, I go to the source. My source is certain scripture that I will read. A lot of them I know by heart now because I've read it so many times. I know, first, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the 23rd song. The 27th, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? That's one. And 37 is one, and also 91. Those two scriptures is quite a lengthy scripture. But those scriptures have gotten me through not just grief, but everything. Whenever I'm feeling low, I go to my source, and it gives me the strength. And even the enemy wants to attack your mind all the time and keep you in that dark place. But those scriptures will let you know that God is there, and he's going to be with you in every way, and he will never leave you or forsake you. So remember, whenever you get in those places, find some scriptures that will strengthen you and help you to get through that moment. Because, yeah, we're all human. I feel that way sometimes, but I know where my source is. I pray, I go to my altar, and I praise God. I praise him in spite of my moments, because I have them, and I've been having a lot of them lately because Satan wants to take away the joy, because I am trying to accomplish some things that God wants me to do now. And when you are doing something for him, he's going to definitely get in the midst of the situation and try to destroy it and put in your mind negative things that you don't need to let happen. So just know that those sources and just go to them. Go to those scriptures. Those are your swords that will help you through these different times. Now, the last thing is hidden source of strength. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It is regrettable that so many Christians lead superficial and burdened lives because they are not prepared to get rid of their pet sins. Their fashion, their faith according to their desire. Then in time of stress, they find out that their faith is inadequate." Did I hit somebody out there? Did I touch you in any kind of way? The unlimited resources of the living Christ is the undisputable inheritance of those who love and serve him. They include a purposeful faith that grows stronger the more it is practiced. A deep awareness of Christian living presents even in the busy activities of life. Access to his word that gives perspective in times of crisis. The resources of faith are effective only when they are consistently utilized. Utilize those scriptures. The more you draw on them, the more effective your life and ministry will be. If your faith is fixed on a firm foundation, you will remain standing in time of spiritual drought. When your spirit reaches a low water mark, your faith will give you wings. Despite external circumstances, you will live in the land of victory. Yes, you will have victory over the Satan and the negative things that he tries to plant in our minds. Victory because you are drawing on a hidden source of power. That's the Holy Spirit. So let me review in a short manner, because we're getting close to our time. We only have a half an hour, 30 minutes. We have talked about prayer. Prayer is the stronghold. Always be prayerful. You can pray anywhere, at any time. And when you feel that certain feeling that you don't need to be in, yes, pray. Pray standing up, kneeling down, wherever you are. People pray in the bathroom, but I'm going to be honest with you. I can't pray in the bathroom. Because I feel that if I'm using the bathroom, I don't want God to be in there with me, smelling what I'm going through. I'm going to be honest with you. I have certain things that I do not do. I don't like some people sit and pray there. No, not me. I might talk to him in the shower, but not, you know, but everybody got their preference. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But you can pray anywhere to God, but don't stop praying. First, once you have prayed, you should begin to have faith and trust God that he will be there for you and give you resources and people that will help you through this time in your life. And because once you trust him, you'll know that he cares for you. The next thing is now you have the strength to hold on, to move on. and laugh. God gives you the inner strength to go on. He has that hidden source of strength that he will put within you to move forward. He will give you something, some sort of sword of comfort to know that you can go back to every time you get in this dark place. So keep praying. Be definitely prayerful. Have faith in God so you can trust him more. And at that time in your life, you should know that he cares for you, because he's going to give you the strength that you need to go forward, to hold on, and to keep on pressing on, because he's going to give you that inner strength that you think that you never had. He will give it to you. And when you can't do it alone, he will give someone to you to speak that to you. And also, when you start reading his word and certain scripture, those scripture will pour into you and help you through these times in your life. And that is my inspirational vitamin for tonight. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I do have a few announcements. It is getting to 10 days before we go on our cruise. And I am excited, and I'm sure everybody else is. So if you haven't printed your boarding pass, please do so, because that's important. That'll help you to speed up the time when you get to the ship. And make sure that you print your boarding pass as well as your luggage tag. Excuse me. And all widows, we are asking all widows to try to wear something white, because we are celebrating our 13th anniversary on the ship, and that will be Sunday. We will be leaving, sailing off on Saturday, but our anniversary will be celebrated that Sunday morning, and that's on the itinerary, and I will be giving a copy of that, again, in your goodie bag. So you'll have that information again, and you'll have details about about our anniversary program. And it's going to be at the on the Promenade Deck 9, but that information will be a part of the itinerary. And we also will have a celebration at the Elegant Night. We will have something at dinner that will be a surprise for you. I'm excited that it's going to be we have a total of 49 passengers. We have several to fly in to Tampa, and the others will be traveling on the bus with us all. Be prayerful that God will give us divine order in everything that we do on this trip, protection, safety, good health, all the above. So be prayerful for those things. And what else I need to say? Anyone that is at the church needs to contact me with their tag number and description of their car. And that is pretty much it. I am next Tuesday on the 13th. Pastor Haynes, who's our advisor, and whenever we are dealing with certain things going on at our church, well, some of our church, because I know all of us do not go to Greater Piney Grove. I'm thankful that Herman Haynes will be on the air next Tuesday night to pray for our trip. So be tuned in during that time, because he will be there, be on the air to give us a prayer of safety and so forth. And that is all. It is 10:29. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And be prayerful, have faith, trust in God, knowing that he cares. He will give you that strength to hold on, move on, and also give you that inner strength that you need to go through those that you will be going through. Be blessed, and good night. Listen to James Fortune.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. He said, James, you will. You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Everyone who is